This is Susan Hamilton with the OBBM Network, and we are proud to partner with At Ease Veterans Magazine. It's the only magazine of its caliber written by veterans, for veterans, reaching over 40,000 subscribers with perspectives in health, business, and life. This gorgeous coffee table magazine is also available online. Subscribers love reading At Ease Veterans Magazine, and you will too. Go to ateaseveteransmagazine.com and subscribe today.
JR here with the Veterans Ranch. We provide equine therapy services to veterans and their families in Florida and the great state of Texas, and it's always free of charge. Equine therapy is very special in that it helps veterans build a bond of trust with an animal inherently born not to trust anyone. This helps them release burdens and walk off a new and improved version of themselves. Our veterans are suffering with PTSD from their time in service. Sadly, the daily veteran suicide rate is on the rise, and other veterans are struggling with the transition from military to civilian life. The Veterans Ranch is here to serve these veterans and their families through these issues for as long as they need us. Your call to action today is to go to theveteransranch.org and hit that donate button and make a one-time or monthly pledge. Your precious gifts will relocate our headquarters to North Texas so we can serve 5,000 to 10,000 Texas veterans and their families each year. Theveteransranch.org.
The energy space is changing fast. We've got a lot to share with you. Stay tuned.
Hello, everyone. I'm Larry Kortkamp.
And I'm Susan Hamilton.
Welcome to today's show. We are talking about, well, ESG in total. It's always ESG, isn't it? Environment, social governance. But this is focusing on the environment part of that it's today.
And right now, focusing on energy because something just slipped right up in front of us and we didn't even pay attention. You know, researchers at the S&P Global found that Chinese companies have won bids for half of all the lithium mines offered for sale around the world since 2018. So this is not new. This is not new, and this is energy, and this is energy, and this is your computer. It's like everything. Oh my goodness, that's a lot, Larry.
I was going to say, so going back over what Susan just talked about, the one thing that they've done, this one thing that they've done is they've won the bids for half of all the lithium mines. Lithium. Now, lithium is included in, gosh, so many products, but primarily it's in these batteries that we're using in all these so-called green energy components and products, from wind turbines to EV cars. This energy has to be stored in a battery, and one of the main components in one of today's bigger batteries, it's lithium.
Well, what blows my mind is not only have they already figured out how to corner, fossil fuels and have their fingers all over that, it's a wise position to be in. As we've talked about on many occasions, you're never going to be in a situation where you really can go without those, even though the crazies through the globalist agenda believe we should all be electric. I just got emails just the other day from my electric company saying, hey, the grid's freaking out. Everybody needs to reduce your energy consumption today so that the grid can make it. How on earth are they going to navigate the electric cars and electric semis that take days to charge and how many that they are? I mean, the whole thing is very, very unrealistic. And so this scenario here where the BRICS has come together, really controlling
all BRICS, of that. BRICS, we used to have one system where the Western world countries
And they said, we're done with
you running
everything.
Yeah, they were kind of in charge, and it was all based on the U.S. dollar. That's how oil was traded. That's how goods and services were traded globally. It was all based on the value of the American dollar, and the trades were based on that as well, and they were all converted to currencies and locals. BRICS is the new thing. It's not really new. It's been around now for quite some time, but it's nations who have decided to not participate in the U.S. dollar.
Because we are being all we're doing is bullying the rest of the world, yeah. and as a warmongering nation, we make money on war, and we control everybody through this.
And it's all the peaceful countries that are involved in BRICS, so like China and Russia.
I mean, we've been sold a load. But guys, these guys, they all got together and they decided that there's a better way to do it, and to take the to reduce the power of the American dollar, and quite frankly, we've known that there is no power in the American fiat dollar anyway. So that's why they're just
putting the nail in the coffin, and the United States dollar is certainly not of any value anymore. And the things when we moved off the gold standard way back in the 70s, we kind of found a new source of a relationship with the dollar, and that was called the petrodollar, and we kind of tied it to oil consumption and oil production. But now we've even gone away from that. So apparently, BRICS now controls 42% of all crude oil production around the world, comparing that now to 38% crude controlled by OPEC. And now with our glorious leader in the office right now, he has designed the system here in the U.S. to where we no longer control our own energy production. Now we're dependent on Venezuela. All
and that
the members
could all
of the BRICS.
Change. That can all change with different representatives in this
It's management,
space.
Pure and
it
simple. It doesn't have to be that way. In
simple.
Fact, there was another guy that was in there a couple of years ago. What was his name?
Yeah, he was doing that. I'm pretty sure it was Trump.
That's right, Trump. Yeah, yeah. Trump. And he was the one that actually made us energy efficient all on our own.
So think about how the world is kind of splitting up now, because you've got the BRICS, and they have managed to rethink how petroleum products were going to be, how they're going to be asset managed, how all that was going to go down. But they also managed at the exact same time, while the globalists are trying to shut us all down to electronic vehicles, to all EV, it's impossible without the minerals required. They got the minerals too, baby. They got everything. So now they're on the other side of this going, all right. And we, as the United States of America, we have all of those minerals. We have petroleum. We have the things that are necessary that are so strong. We've got natural freaking gas.
But according to the globalists, the people that are in charge now, you didn't elect them, by the way. They just self-appointed themselves.
They self-appointed.
But the people that are in charge now on a global basis, they've determined that we're going to hurt the planet if we mine these products. Wait a minute, the planet. If we mine them here, it hurts the planet. If we mine them in the Congo, it doesn't hurt the planet.
It doesn't hurt the planet.
Yeah. So if we mine them in the Congo using child labor, it doesn't hurt the planet.
And that's where I would change the story right here.
Yeah. If we mine them here, then that does hurt the planet. So
that's exactly what this story is bringing to us. There's a carnage of child labor and ecological destruction. And that is the issue, because the portfolio, when they sell this idea to the American public and they sell the idea of philanthropy, we're going to take our large company and we're going to take this significant amount of money. And we're going to rebuild or develop an underdeveloped country. And we're going to get in there, and everybody's like, yes, let's do it, because it is all part of the Sustainable Development Goals. Let's not forget what those are. There's 17 of them. Go read up on this. Because what they're doing is they go into this community, and instead of putting their dollars and their money where their mouth is to go ahead and actually help and solve a problem, instead they're going to build their gated communities and protect their in big hotels, because things that none of the people could ever afford to go to, because they've got, if their people are going to go over there and fix it, they got to feel safe first. And so this whole thing is so damn contrived, because now they, by putting themselves in that position, they're controlling so much more. They've got the governments of these countries.
I was going to say, don't be so quick to lay all this blame on the corporations.
Yeah.
There's plenty of blame to go around. So it's not just the corporations.
No, but they do have a muscle stranglehold on the government.
But it's also the government that is being easily swayed or controlling this as well. And not just the governments here. It's this new quasi-government that's being, again, self-appointed on a global
level. The United Nations. Yes, we are talking about the United Nations.
That's controlling them through financial means for the most part, and through companies like BlackRock, who are controlling a $10 trillion financial empire. empire, and they are saying you no longer get funds, you're not able to get loans unless you do this or do that. So it's this collusion of government and corporations and the elite that are actually just putting us all in this position of being do it this way or else. And they're selling it to us under the stupid guise of green
and humane and diversity and equity and inclusion. But we're going to take your kids and we're going to stick them in the mines and they're going to be barefoot.
Look
down
at
in
this
there.
Story, Texas Monthly.
Yeah,
thousands of old wind turbine blades pile up in West Texas. So Texas is one of those pioneers, like California and other places, that really invested heavy in wind and wind production. And I don't know if you've ever
been... Because of all the blowhards.
I don't know if you've ever been close to one of these wind turbines. They are huge. They're gigantic. And these blades are 300 feet in length. And it's like this gigantic airline, propeller that's out there. But they only have a certain amount of life to them.
Right. Very long.
And then they have to be exchanged.
And that's if they're working well.
What do you do with a 300-foot-long... propeller blade.
Right, and that's your perfect world scenario. Yeah. If it all worked well and these wind farms were actually providing that electricity and doing a great job, but you can drive through, like my husband and I did when we took our vacation this summer, all you got to do is drive through these communities and look at them. They are not running. And it's not that the wind's not blowing. They're broken. That you can see the grease and oil, and what Randy pointed out, he says, you don't understand, that stuff is ruining the soil. It is not filtered, protected. It just drips down.
Yeah, the greenies
into
don't like.
The soil
they don't like. It's the same thing. The greenies don't like this oil, but they don't mind this oil. Yeah. Apparently, right?
It's crazy.
It's stupid.
It's stupid because now what happened to that land? That land, instead of being used, that would have been really wise, like growing vegetation, which is good for us and cleans the air and provides coolness on the planet, instead of doing that kind of stuff, let's go ahead and build these fake things and put them up everywhere nobody knows how to maintain them. Cause if they did, they would, don't you think they would if they could? They're not doing it. And nobody's cleaning them up. And then they put them in these graveyards. There's so many of them. They're like, this was also a corporate scenario where they told the cities, hey, give us the space because we're going to recycle this stuff. We're going to recycle it. So we're a company that's going to come in, and they saw it. They saw it. I guarantee you. They went, gold mine. We are going to do these bargains with the city. And they're going to get, they were funded to do this, promise you. They were funded
they received
to take that
subsidies
land,
from the federal government.
Right, or from the state, or
from the state,
city,
the city, the community.
The county. They got in there to put this graveyard together.
Tax abatements, and real money.
So who's paying for the land? Yeah, joke's on you. We're paying for the land that they're being housed on. Promise you they're dirty. And they're saying in Texas, they are rattlesnake infested. Nobody knows what to do with them. And the people that said that they were going to recycle them, they split the coop, man, and every single
and
one of their
stuck.
Graveyards.
We're going to get stuck with that, Bill, too. And I'm glad you brought up the term vegetation. Our next article comes to us from Gateway Pundit. And this is an interesting article because it talks about that green vegetation. We're being constantly told by the activists and these climate change nut jobs that we are killing the planet, right? Well, it turns out that even the people that are in Greenpeace are saying something totally different. In fact, this paper was published in 2016. Did you hear about it? Nobody else did either. But it was published in Nature magazine. It had 32 different authors from 24 different institutions in 8 different countries. And they had an analysis of satellite data that said that there was a 14% increase in green vegetation over the past 30 years. In fact, there's so much green vegetation that's being produced that it's double the size of the entire United States. It's as if there are two new United States that are just nothing but vegetation. So every time you look a little closer into this climate change hoax that is being perpetrated upon the world, not just us here in the States, it's being perpetrated upon the world, and it's being perpetrated for one purpose, to make money. And we talked about BlackRock, BlackRock earlier. They foresee a $100 trillion bonus at their end of the rainbow.
That's the truth. Now, let's go back into, okay, why are they going to make money? How are they going
to
make
money? Because they're selling to us schmucks.
All right, there's that. But there's another piece. See, let's not forget what a stakeholder is. A stakeholder is the better. These psychopaths get together and they make bets among themselves because they want to change society. And this is how they can do it. And they say, well, you know, I think we can get them to do this. I think they can get them to do that. They can train our children to grow up and not respect the land. And by telling you they're respecting the land, this is how we respect the land. We completely disrespect the land.
Completely destroy it.
And so just destroy it. And this means you must eat like this and drive like this and heat yourself like this. And you must have nothing because, after all, if that's not communist, I don't know what is. That absolutely is a communist.
And it's just stupidity. They're telling us it's carbon.
It says that this helps plants to retain more water during transpiration, which will help during dry spells and make the plants less water stressed. I know that because I'm an organic gardener. I know how important that is. There's been an upwards of a $3 trillion increase in crop yields over the last 30 years. The issue is going to be they don't want that. Why? Because where their societal change and where they're making their money, here's the bet, folks, 500 million human beings.
They want to decrease the human population, which is currently above 8 billion, kicking 9 billion. That's too many people.
Too many people.
They figure the optimum range is right around 500,000.
So this...
Do the math.
Yeah.
From 8 billion to 500 million, 8 billion, 500 million, these people got to go away.
And isn't
how do you make
it funny
people go away?
That the communist nations out there, they're going, you guys just keep on doing that over there. You guys just keep, go ahead with that globalization. Go ahead teaching all your people that
China,
stuff.
China, Russia,
here's
BRICS.
What we're going to do. We're going to go ahead and make sure when it comes to energy in any way, shape, or form, that's combustible energy, battery energy, any type of energy, we're going to knock that. We're going to keep that. We're going to have it in a tight hold, and we'll use it. Because that's how the elites think anyway. Across the board, they're all in cahoots in that one.
China
fact.
Is putting online a new coal plant every week. Every week. China is turning on a new coal plant.
And so what does this mean for?
Using coal to create electricity.
But what does it mean for the people? Are they able to benefit from that in this totalitarian, super surveillance state?
Well, it's not anything. They're just saying they need to make electricity. They're using coal to do it. So if you're a greenie activist and you don't like coal being used, you're in the wrong place, person. Here in the United States, you need to get yourself on a boat or a plane. Go over to where these people are actually doing this destruction that you're talking about. Go to Russia. Go to China. Let's see how far your conversation goes over there.
So what they're going to do here with the sustainable
development goals. We're already achieving these goals here in the States.
When we implement, we're not far from this, and that's why we speak about it with such urgency. They really do have plans in place that, left unabated and left unchecked, by 2030, these things will be implemented. And what the sustainable development goals have to do with are your diet, your shopping, your transportation behavior, your money, how you spend it. And it supersedes the Constitution. It supersedes everything. And if you saw what they're doing when it comes to energy and the food supply, your hair could be on fire, except for this. Except you need to know that there are two things you can do right now, American. And that is, if you are a conservative, get yourself out there and be a precinct chair. We have 50% of our seats nobody's got them. 50% of the seats that we're not taking that space. And wherever we abdicate authority, someone else is going to step in and take it. And all we have to do is step up and play the role that we need to play. And then we can position those people. But guarantee you what, anybody that gets into power right now is going to get manipulated to run according to the corporation. And they are not interested, after they get into office, of protecting your behind and or your children. And the only way that actually happens is through Tactical Civics, tacticalcivics.com. So these two tools are very, very important for you to understand, because with the precinct strategy, you get to know your neighborhood, know your community, start standing for the things that need to be stood on. Because I guarantee you, when people know and are educated about this, they don't want it. And if they don't want it, then we need to stand opposed to it and stand together to do so. TacticalCivics.com is going to give you that information.
These are real-life solutions problem. The solution is easy. The solution is we just say no.
Yeah.
But it's not just
it's
you
gonna go
saying
the other
no.
direction.
It's going to take a lot of us to say no. We have to get together. We have to be a front. We have to be a united voice that just says, no, this is stupid. It is stupid. It's silly. But we're not looking around us. We're not aware of what's going on. We just think we're sticking our heads in the sand. We think this is all going
to
go away. It's not going away. It's getting worse. We have got to say no.
Right. But if you're not getting the news. So share this episode. Share this with people. Let people realize OPPM Network News and all the locations where you can find us, because we're going to bring you this news from around the globe. Because it's very relevant, and there's something that you can do. Now you are on limited time. If we don't step up into the space, there isn't much hope for us.
Yeah.
But we can do something now. And across the globe, people are stepping up and realizing this happened in their country too. And they are standing firm. And we're seeing our wins. So you gotta just hold fast to that.
And it is happening all over. This is another article: radical climate change activists ignore the real threat to the planet. The real threat is what we've just... It's what we've just been itemizing. The real threat is this world requires a certain amount of energy to keep it turning. Almost 90% of that energy is currently produced by fossil fuels. It just will not happen with these other alternatives. It doesn't exist. I don't know how many times we can say this. What they want doesn't exist, and it's not going to exist by next week.
Well, by shoving it down your throat and enforcing that change, it can't happen like that.
Snap their fingers, and all of a sudden, it's all going to be electricity. It's not.
But we're expendable because it's the great experiment that they are having. This is winning their behavioral change betting.
Yep.
That's all it is.
So like Susan said, Tactical Civics, you see the information there on the screen for you. That is the best way to get started. Start at the local level. Get involved. Learn how to make change, learn how to govern ourselves using principles that have been around, since
the Constitution.
Get to know that little document and see how powerful it really is. So,
thank you so much for watching today. Join us for our next episode.
Today, you're not limited to traditional mainstream media that doesn't support your family, your life, your values, or your business. OPPM Network News is available Monday through Friday at 5 and 9 Central and 6 and 10 Eastern on Traverse TV, and available to anyone on many smart TV apps such as Rumble, Roku, and Traverse TV.
Connect with us on OPPMDFW.locals.com. Truth, Gab, Getter, and more. Remember to subscribe, Rumble, like, and share wherever you're using social media.
Get the audio podcast version of this show and over 30 others when you subscribe to the OPPM Network podcast on Spotify, iHeart, and wherever you're listening to podcasts. Thank you for watching and letting your friends know about this program.
And do please consider being a member of our locals.com community at the $5, $10, or $25 level. And you can reach that through the QR code on your screen. We're 100% grassroots funded by you. We want to thank our advertisers and remind our viewers to use their products and their services. Hi, this is Larry Kortkamp with the OPPM Network. You know, if you're like most Americans, you don't understand the medical industry. You need an advocate on your side to get the best care for you at the best price. You need Graith Care on your side. Call 469-864-7149 and tell them that OBBM sent you. Purchase time in blocks. You can always add additional time if you need to. Get 10% off advocate services when you mention OBBM. You can talk to your advocate about anything medical. Get some peace of mind. Let Graith Care advocate for you. Protect your medical rights and get the treatment that you deserve. Go to graithcare.com, call 469-864-7149 and tell them OBBM sent you and get 10% off your first session.
This is Susan Hamilton with the OBBM Network. You know, electromagnetic frequency disrupts our nervous system, causes anxiety, and damages our immunity. Studies linking EMF radiation to cancers and autoimmune disorders are something we shouldn't ignore. That's why I use EMF blocking devices from Gia Wellness and encourage everyone to limit their exposure wherever they can. I decided that because of what I do every day in the production studio, I needed to be able to offer solutions for the people I work with. Go to GiaWellness.com/Susan Hamilton to check out these amazing EMF radiation blocking products. That's GiaWellness.com/Susan Hamilton.